Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I'm a little more than Wednesday's Garden, but that's okay.
All right.
You got it. We are on the job, if you will. The highlights of the day, the hour, the moments. It's the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen. October the 25th. Tis a Wednesday. Is that improper English? It is. I abbreviate a little bit, and sometimes I get after James Collins, who's at the controls in our studio in Dallas, because he takes shortcuts with the King's English, or the Queen's English, or English English.
You just can't hear the apostrophe exactly, in place exactly, of the letter.
Yeah. No, you can't. So, it is... It is Wednesday. Yes, it is. All the way around here, there, and everywhere. So what can we do to make things better for you this October 25th as you listen to a radio program with two highly intellectual characters? Right? Is that good, Jay? Or an intellectual
character? Oh, I like it. I'm honestly still thinking, I'm still wondering why contractions are improper English.
Tis. Well, it's left out, it is, rather than tis. I suppose we could, it doesn't bother us when we say, tis the season to be jolly, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. So maybe I'll take all of that under advisement. Thank you very much. The situation in this world, looking for peace, aren't we? Peace. How do we find peace? The fellow who wrote the book about finding things in the sandbox. Remember him? Robert Fulghum. You know who I mean.
Everything. I do not.
All right. So look up. Just put in your box there.
My pal, Dr. Google?
Dr. Google, a Googlebot. Just put in sandbox and book and see what comes out. He wrote in that book, peace is not something you wish for, it's something that you make, something you are, something you do, and something you give away. Wowie zowie. Peace is not something that you wish for, it's something you make, something you are, something you do, and something that you give away. How can we install that thinking into what's going on in the minds of the people, not just the Middle East, but... that's where our hearts and minds are for the most part, with the beginning of each day, each of the reports coming from Israel. All right, I take a deep breath. There's a barrage going on right now. Israeli airstrikes going across the Gaza Strip. Started late last night, crushed a lot of residential buildings, buried families under the rubble. The territory is reporting hundreds of people are dead because of the bomb blasts. And so how is life in this area, the Gaza side, Israeli side? The reason that they did what they did is because they're going to launch a ground invasion to destroy Hamas. That's going to be a tough thing to do, because how do you destroy a thought? Hamas is among the shadiest organizations in modern times, since World War II anyway. But there's an idea that's there. You know how we say we destroyed Hitler, we destroyed Nazism? Nah, you really didn't. There's plenty of that thinking around these days. Not that we like it, not that we think that's the way life should be, but that's the way life is for some people. There's always, apparently, as part of the human condition, going to be somebody who doesn't like this person or that group or this organization.
And then act on those feelings.
Say again, Jay?
And then we'll act on those feelings.
Oh, yeah. Right. So does this fighting spill over into a wider regional conflict? You don't trust the Iranians, that's for sure. And so the Palestinians doing a count, about 6,000, is that what I said? I'm looking at some numbers here from various sources. There are 2.5 million people who live in the Gaza, and there's no food, there's no water, there's no medicine. So they're going to create a situation here if they don't fix it for the innocents.
Mm-hmm.
Hamas and Palestine.
They tell the innocents to get out, but that's easier said than done as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it was the opened several routes and tried to encourage them with all kinds of warnings to get out of the area. So the 1,400 who have died in Israel and the 6,000 who have died on the Palestinian side, who were not combatants, they're just there. And so there's still a couple hundred people that are foreigners who have been captured by Hamas, and not sure. Four have been released, I think, right, so far? That's it. I'm just looking at tallies, numbers,
yeah, only four.
Ideas, trying to present a different side of this thing. But, well, the obvious, and then some of the things that are more not so obvious. But if you look at some of the things, I was watching News Nation last night, looking at the stories and scenes where they're pulling dead people out of piles of rubble. It seems extraordinarily inhumane. The Israelis get blamed for it at the moment. I'm not going to jump onto that bandwagon because they didn't start it. And then you can say, well, who did start it? And then I'll go back to the theory that I presented yesterday that's worth consideration, whether it's true, whether it's right, whether it's the reason. It certainly is something to throw into the mix. And if you didn't hear me talking about it yesterday, the conversation was about how Israel came to be, the United States being the power that it was after World War II, and basically the lead promoter, for lack of a better word, of an international body that became known as the United Nations, headquarters built in New York in the 1950s. And because we wanted to have a stronghold in the Middle East, it was decided by the powers that be at the United Nations, who were basically influenced by our Secretary of State and people who are in charge in our country. We wanted to make sure we had a way to influence, quote-unquote, what was going on in the Middle East. Thus, some people say the beginning of Israel was not about trying to help the Jews. It was about putting a play, making a place for us to have a stronghold so that we would be influential. You can define that any way you want to.
Oh, yeah.
But, mm-hmm. Yeah. So kind of a grim situation, but is there a glimmer of hope? Okay, let's turn the tables around a little bit here. A glimmer of hope in the... this complex situation, I guess, when you get right down to it, it's probably the longest and most vicious war because it never goes away. It's always there. I can feel the tension wherever I'm in Israel. I've been there 5 times, and you can feel the tension in the air. When I was there last year for Uri Geller's birthday, we had dinner outside on a kind of an outdoor mall. He and some of we had about a dozen people at the birthday dinner. His friends and relatives and stuff, and we were in the little back corner of this outdoor restaurant. And even though there was quote-unquote peace, it still is, there's a feeling that's there that there's always someone around the corner. What a horrible reality, right? Think about the violence that's been a part of their lives.
How exhausting to never be able to let your guard down.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And you can see that in the way people drive over there, too. Cars are all banged up. I tell that story often. Well, anyway, are there hidden heroes in all of this? Can we find people who think that even at the darkest time, peace is attainable? And the answer to that question is, yeah. The news media is just covering all the protests and the bombings and the deaths and the horror. But that's not the only story here in the violence and the division. Matter of fact, there are a lot of grassroots organizations that are based here in America, based in Europe, even based in the Middle East, that are trying to bring things, bring about a settlement here. Standing Together Israel is one of them. I remember meeting somebody. I put together a few names of some of these groups. Standing Together is the largest Arab Jewish grassroots organization, and they're working, but you never hear anything about them. You never see anything about them. You never sense that there are groups working together to try to bring together these two groups. But yet they've been in existence now for pretty much since after the first war. And they're interested in equality for both sides. And this is a very important group in the midst of all of this war. It's also another group, another joint Palestinian-Israeli nonprofit group. It was founded by former soldiers. They want to seek peace. They stress the significance of ending the occupation, bringing these two sides together. And they understand Hamas is a problem, but there's an emphasis, is it reality, on nonviolence. Here's another group, the Parents Circle, which is a forum. I remember meeting some youngsters whose parents were a part of this group. The Parents Forum, Parents Circle. They have 600 families who have lost loved ones in the conflict, and they're seeking reconciliation. So there are people working to fix the problem. It's 18 after the hour.
With some more Straight Talk, now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart plus a Paramount Plus subscription included, plus you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Exergen thermometers are proven to be more accurate than non-contact thermometers. With children back at school, keeping them healthy is important. Clinical studies have proven that non-contact thermometers are inaccurate and can miss fevers. Accuracy matters. That's why the Exergen thermometer is trusted and used by medical professionals. Exergen thermometers are available at Walgreens and other participating retailers. Choose a trusted and accurate thermometer for personal use. Learn more about why accuracy matters at Exergen.com.
Yeah, I'm looking at the pages right now.
Thomas's translation company just lost its only two Spanish speakers. Without the right replacements, he'll be en problemas.
Yeah, we'll have those ready. Tonight's going to be a late one.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Meet Joe A, hi. Joe B,
hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit Chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JP Morgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Three past the hour, Wednesday on Good Day, Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen with a focus now on some of the things that are trending on social media. And the passing of Richard Roundtree is right up on the top of the list. If you remember Shaft, and who doesn't everybody? James, you know what Shaft is, right? Or who Shaft is, or what Shaft is all about?
I'm familiar with the movies, but I haven't seen them yet, no.
All right, okay. Well, you don't have to have seen them. As long as you kind of know. This is one of those cultural things, although the character itself and his effect on the movies at the time, it became a franchise, and it teased the fact that this guy was as well known just for playing Shaft, even though he's done a lot of other stuff, including being in that old TV series Roots. It was very important. That was a very important, series, if you will. In the days when they did TV series, that was on top. Okay, so let's go through in a moment the sort of life and times of Richard Roundtree coming up after this.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Isaac Hayes, who is
well known as an R&B performer. Actually, became lasted about 30 years as a disc jockey in New York City, but had a number of acting credits, movie credits, and music. Came up with it was a perfect theme. It set the mood pretty much for the whole that movie, and they used the same music in all the other movies.
Yeah.
As you can imagine, Samuel L. Jackson became Richard Roundtree's son.
Nephew.
Was it a nephew? Okay, I'll take your word for it. Because there was another movie in which some kid that I don't remember played Shaft's son. In the next, how many of these have there been?
Well, the two sequels after where Richard Roundtree essentially plays the same character, but it's like moved on to the next generation. Yeah, and Samuel L. Jackson is his nephew in 2019, but the 2019 one is the one with the younger kid who is kind of investigating the untimely and mysterious death of his BFF, and so he, quote-unquote, pulls in his family members who can really help him, which is the two elder Shafts.
Yeah. So he also did a lot of stuff on Black Entertainment TV, BET, television series. But he was somebody, apparently, that had a wonderful time in life and had fun. And kind of, you could, when you looked at him, you could kind of see that there's a joie de vivre about him that he presented. Kind of a casual, even the roles he played, he's just kind of casual guy. He had breast cancer back in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And became
a huge advocate in men understanding that they can get this too.
Yeah, right. But he died of pancreatic cancer, which is that once you get it, man, that's pretty much it. So anyway, we remember fondly the actor Richard Roundtree here on Good Day at 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Did you know that according to the American Veterinary Medical Association, they estimate that more than 40% of all pet guardians have a pet 7 years or older? That totals nearly 45 million dogs and cats that are considered seniors. Many owners are unaware of what to look for in a senior pet. Very often, preventative medicine can make a big difference in terms of the rest of their life. So listen carefully. If you notice any changes in your dog or cat's eating habits, if there's changes in their sleeping habits, such as excessive day sleeping, it may indicate fatigue. Unresponsiveness may indicate that your dog or cat is losing their hearing. Seeming unfamiliar with surroundings may indicate diminished vision, and bad breath may indicate periodontal problems. Joint stiffness as well could be arthritis or just an aging process, and of course, increased urination should always be checked by a vet. When you have an older pet, go to the vet a minimum of twice a year, and if you notice something, get there right away. Early detection can make all the difference in resolving any problems. Oh, more on it.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Breaking overnight, Louisiana Representative Mike Johnson has been voted by GOP members of the House as Speaker of the House nominee. Johnson became the party's nominee last night after 3 rounds of voting behind closed doors. Johnson must now convince at least 217 House members that he's the guy to win the Speaker's gavel. The House will reconvene this afternoon. Yesterday, presidential candidate Donald Trump addressed supporters after appearing for his civil trial in Lower Manhattan. Trump was in court to watch his former attorney Michael Cohen testify against him and afterward said Cohen was totally discredited as a witness, calling him a disgraceful felon. Trump acknowledged he'll be back in court today to watch the rest of Cohen's testimony. People have been eating pasta since at least 5,000 B.C. as we celebrate World Pasta Day today. Lance Pry, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy a $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Voice to the conversation. Leave us a message on 855-999-DUG.
Next message.
855-999-3684.
Got the message?
Yes.
But now you do it.
Well, you've come to the right place. No waiting required here. It's kind of like getting a trip to Las Vegas. You don't have to wait. You just call 800-419-3684, right, Jay? And you're on your way.
On your way.
On your way. You have to play by dialing. It's the only way you get this free trip to Las Vegas. 800-419-3684. If you're ready to go, call them up. I want to go. How about this weekend, last-minute trip? Yeah. Okay, but you can't get it if you don't call. 800-419-DUG, in case you wondered where 3684 came from. Cleverly, it's the number arrangement for D-O-U-G. All right, so you got it, 800-419-3684, got it. Same last four numbers as you called if you have something to say and you want us to hear from you at 855-999-DUG. Okay, that's... Do I confuse the audience when I give them that information together, you think, Jay?
Well, no, because even if you get one number, you can... If and you're trying to get the biggest one and you accidentally call us instead, we'll point you in the proper direction.
Correcto mundo.
Point you in the correct one.
All right, so let's think deeply about some of the things that are going on. Let's also, at the same time, think about the things that you love most about your life, about the people that you love most or you have loved most. Think about yourself. Do you love yourself? How many people really, you know, we say, that guy's in love with himself because he may seem to be an egotist or a narcissist or something like that. Usually the people that come across that way are the exact opposite. They don't love themselves. They don't even understand themselves. What they understand is the more the things that drive you rather than the moments, the things that you face, the challenges that have been a part of your life. Because we all have them. And so we get through them or we don't. You know, sometimes we were talking about Richard Roundtree passing away and the fact that he had pancreatic cancer, and that's a tough one to beat. But a lot of people think even through, in the face of that kind of adversity, they still, there are the exceptions to the rule. There are people who make it through.
Yes, yeah. And a lot of people think that a stage 4 cancer diagnosis is an automatic death sentence, and that's not always accurate anymore.
My wife lived with, she had stage 4 breast cancer when she was 44, and she lived to be 65. Last one of that group. Wow. Okay, so let's get back to the cleverness of the day, if you will, and who's going to be the next Speaker of the House.
Who?
There are. Listen, the group gets bigger and then it gets smaller. Tom Emmer, who is from Minnesota, dropped out of the race after being nominated. He was somebody that, you know, most of these people's name, we went through them yesterday. I'm not going to go through them again because it's becoming pedantic. The story is, we all know Kevin McCarthy is the role leader here. Matt Gaetz is the boob of the story. And Jim Jordan and Steve Scalise couldn't get the votes. So they keep throwing these names. What is it they say about mud? Or in my case, on the farm, it's manure. Throw it against the wall. Something's going to stick.
See what sticks. Now, is Matt Gaetz the real problem here? Or is it everybody who actually followed him?
Yeah, a combination of both of those. That's a good point. I think it's a combination. You think? Do you agree? Combination of people and circumstances that are hard to even understand, frankly, if you're looking from the outside in. So now, who's up next? Mike Johnson. Okay, who's Mike Johnson? He is another one of these nominees, comes from Louisiana. He's the deputy whip. He's a constitutional lawyer. He is very, some people use the word fiery. I would use the term angry. He's on the House Judiciary Committee. He has various priorities that are not unlike what everybody else. These are my priorities. Well, pretty much the same bunch of things that they all keep talking about. I'm looking for somebody who's in the priority list is, I'm going to bring people together. I'm going to work well, not only with my folks on this side of the aisle, but the people on the other side of the aisle. This is the fourth person chosen by his peers to try to get to the top of the heap as the speaker. And again, so I don't give a damn whether President Trump endorses him or not. Who cares? He is Also,
well,
by the way,
he clearly cares because he reached out to him.
Yeah, of course they do. They all
like, yeah. I look forward to a strong working relationship. But Donald Trump was like,
bunk him.
No.
Yeah. No, Trump didn't like him at all.
Called him a rhino, the Republican in name only.
So would that be good for the Republican? Funny that Trump says that because he was one of those too for the longest time. He was a Democrat. But yeah, that's something that people forget. There are those who look askance and go, oh, he's really a Democrat, a Republican. I remember when Mitt Romney ran for governor of Massachusetts and won, he was a Republican, but there were a lot of Democrats and a lot of people who were at that time even sort of hardcore. But Massachusetts, you're not a hardcore Republican and get anywhere. But there have been three good governors, actually four good governors of Massachusetts in my lifetime, in a state that is so dominated by Democrats. It just is, I find it annoying, because there's no place for somebody like me who's got different ideas. Or at least you're cast aside. You may have the ideas, but you're not taken seriously. So anyway, I mentioned Johnson has a list of priorities. He says number one on the list is to restore trust. Okay. In whom? In the Republicans? In the House?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people don't trust congressmen. Huh?
And how?
Yeah, right.
It sounds good in theory. Those are really nice words strung together.
Yeah,
but what's the action?
Yep. Also, he wants to advance a comprehensive policy agenda, whatever the heck that means. This all, the reason Jay just pointed out early something I would have pointed out when I went through the list, it's a bunch of words. So what have you done? See, that's what I want to see. I don't know this guy, so I'll dig around a little bit and find out what he's all about. But what has he done to engage people? Is he an effective leader? Does he build coalitions? That's what, if I'm in, maybe I'm the rarity, but if I'm in Congress, I want to know what you're going to do to put all of this huzzerai behind us. So, anyway, pretty much every newspaper, every broadcaster, for some reason, this guy's getting traction. And it's, he looks like Stephen Colbert. If you look at a picture of him, and you couldn't find anybody who would be less likely to be a Republican than Stephen Colbert. But he kind of looks like him a little bit. By the way, I say this, all of these guys that do late night television, I wouldn't give them a nickel to watch them. But I did watch, I was in the hotel Friday night when I got to Los Angeles, and I turned on Stephen Colbert on whatever the CBS they call it, the Late Show. And he had his wife on with him. And it was the most charming, and putting all of the other stuff aside about him and his political points of view and the fact that he thinks he's funny. It was so warm, and it's a wonderful exchange. For 3 or 4 minutes I watched, because I wouldn't, it's not something you expect from him or that show. She was a charming, sweet lady. Obviously they love each other. And they just had a fun exchange. So what it does is highlight, sometimes you get ideas about people and things and you become rigid on them, and you can apply that to anybody, whether it's Trump, whether it's somebody, whether it's you, whether it's me, whoever it is. People come up with one idea and one identity, and then they use that to put a person into a category. So I changed my thought. I don't like his politics by any stretch of the imagination. I think he's kind of a snot sometimes, but obviously he's got another side to him, and it was shown. And sometimes you wonder about the cynicism that we have. Did the producer say, Steve, people are getting tired of you and your anger, or what you think is funny about Trump, and maybe you should bring your wife on? Who knows whether that was motivation or not, but it was sweet. It was nice to see, and it was enjoyable to hear the two of them and their affection for one another.
Yeah, and kind of be reminded that these are real people with real lives outside of their careers.
Yeah, that is something to think about. Okay, here we go. Let's do some weather. You ready?
Ready.
Let's see about this Hurricane Otis. Made landfall near Acapulco, Category 5 hurricane on the west coast. Down the south Pacific side of Mexico, 165-mile-an-hour winds. This is the worst hurricane they've had there since 1997. 10 inches of rain, will maybe 15, will fall there in the next 24 hours. Oof. But how they got prepared. That's not exactly, although it's a, Acapulco is a place that's frequented by international visitors, right? Everybody knows about Acapulco.
It's a destination. Mm-hmm.
Right, yeah, exactly. But anyway, last time there was a big hurricane like this, Hurricane Pauline, 1997, it pretty much destroyed the city, killed a couple of hundred people. And so whether this repeats itself, there's a memory there with the old-timers in town. And so does that mean they prepared better? I suppose the old-timers remembering what went on.
Yeah, but, to a degree. Yeah, but this
a lot
also,
of slums there.
Well, and this also got pretty bad. This hurricane got pretty bad pretty quickly.
Yeah.
It took, what, like only 12 hours to develop into
a
Category 5.
Well, it was getting close to that warm water. In the Pacific there, that's what warmed
yeah.
up.
Yeah, yes, and a lot of people, even if, I feel like the buildings typically are meant to withstand certain amounts of wind, but it's the storm surges that a lot of people forget about.
Well, this is an area, I mean, they have some good places that are well built, but there's also slums and shacks, and especially when you get to the hillsides and they just wash down into the ocean and take the people with them sometimes. So anyway, there's another one. There's a Hurricane Tammy that's moving around in the Atlantic, and but the Atlantic hurricane season has been very soft, and even though it lasts for another by the first November, it's pretty much over. I don't see anything happening in the Atlantic. The action's in the Pacific, it would seem, at least at the moment. 48 after the hour here on today's Good Day.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte combo orders.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath. Fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
For breakfast, you want something simple and tasty, like the... Taco Bell's finally putting a breakfast taco on the menu? They've had all the ingredients. Fluffy eggs, melty cheese, savory sausage, and a grilled tortilla. Just put them in a taco. Nothing simpler and more tasty than a breakfast taco.
Yeah, you've got a point. Okay, grab Taco Bell's all-new toasted breakfast taco, and rewards members get one free every Tuesday till October 31st, only on the app.
Free breakfast taco? Now you're talking.
Taco Bell breakfast, served until 11 a.m.
Offer valid at participating Taco Bell stores during breakfast hours while supplies last.
You're all set with your Medicare prescriptions, Mrs. Brown.
This is not just low-cost copays at Walgreens.
I can actually help you set up 90-day refills if you want.
This is having a partner you can trust. Get low-cost copays, 90-day refills, and delivery from your neighborhood Walgreens. This is being independent together. Walgreens.
Restrictions apply. For details, see walgreens.com/pharmacy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Now 53 after the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay and I now focusing on the food that you eat, where it comes from, i.e. hopefully the farm and not out of a box. And family, that's our, we have this Food Farm Family website that we've set up to celebrate in the case of National Food Day. That was yesterday. Today is National World Pasta Day. And we're all sort of back and forth here remembering that we just celebrated Noodle Day. And so the question of the hour, the question of the day, the question of the week, the question of the moment is, what the heck is the difference between pasta and noodles?
Apparently some of the ingredients are different, and it's only an American thing really? That we easily interchange the two. Yes. I guess the rest of the world has been differentiated. Noodles and pasta and all of us are just
Asian
like,
noodles are
same.
Different, right? Asian noodles are different than Italian noodles. Isn't that true? Yes? Would you say that was the case?
It's one of those things where a pasta is a noodle, but not all noodles are pasta. Pasta uses kind of a heavier weighted flour, where noodles use a little bit of a lighter one.
All right. All pigs are created equal, but some are more equal than others. There it is. Some noodles are created equal, and some are not. So,
the more you know.
That's right. All right, here, speaking of the more you know, a couple of recalls today. Gill's Onions from the Valley of Food in Oxnard, California, recalling Gill's Onions, fresh diced onions, as they have the potential to be contaminated with salmonella. And so what's the scoop here? If you're a consumer, that this is a group of this
this lot of onion products went to the Southwest for the most part, Arizona, California. Well, actually not. Idaho, Montana, Oregon, Washington. So pretty much around the Southwest, the Northwest. This is something. Salmonella is not pleasant. Listeria is the worst, but these organisms, they eat away, literally, at your insides. So you'll get nausea, you'll throw up, you'll get diarrhea, all that stuff.
When it comes to Salmonella, E. coli, Listeria, so Salmonella is like the least one, Listeria is the worst, and there's E. coli in the middle there?
Yeah. I would say Listeria is the worst. Yeah, I would say that's a good way of, yeah, okay, I'll go with that. You know what bothers me? We run into these things and you see the official announcement from the company that says you shouldn't consume it, destroy it, or discard it. No, no, no. Bring it back and get your money back and say, I'd like $20 or $30 for my time, please. And how are they going to say no to that? And does the same thing hold true for the other recall that we have today? From a company called TFP Nutrition out of Texas, announcing they have a recall of Retriever All Life Stages Mini Chunk Chicken Recipe Dry Dog Food.
Oh, poor babies.
Dog food, salmonella in that as well. The same thing happens to the dog that gets salmonella as happens to you. It's going to be messy in the house.
Yeah, well, and also the humans who are giving the dog their food, they get it on their hands. You're not washing your hands properly.
Yeah, right.
It's just, yeah, and our fur babies deserve so much better than this.
That is correct, Amundo. Let's see here. There's an herbal extract that's aimed at improving mild dementia. Ginseng, ginkgo, there's some other things. There's a clinical trial going on into the effect of this herbal combo and what it does to mild cognitive impairment, which is the lead up to dementia. That's why they call it mild dementia. There's a preparation that I can't really pronounce, but it, you know, puts together some of the stuff like ginseng and ginkgo and sativus. This would be a good thing. You know what? I'm going to ask Jack about this. This would be something we'll talk about at some point in time with Jack on Good Day Health, because I think this is obviously right up his alley. I take all of this stuff. JDU, ginseng, ginkgo. I don't know that it takes sativas, but this is something that could. There are lots
biloba.
Of different.
I don't take biloba, but ginseng and ginkgo.
Yep. All right. The. I just, you know, you look around at some of these things and you wonder how it is that we get as silly as we do about the food that we eat. The reason I'm saying this is because I was in the grocery store over the weekend with the kids, and there were people around the yogurt department that were all screaming about some new kind of yogurt. It's sour milk, hello! But anyway, it's healthy. That's something that's good for you. Something we haven't talked about anything good for you. Yogurt, for the most part, pretty good for you. So maybe that's what we leave you with. Have a yogurt parfait today on us. 59 after the hour.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.